You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Kicking off the first week of May was a SENS statement from a Redefine. They are a real estate investment trust listed on the JSE in South Africa. They reported their interim results for the 6 months ended 29 February 2024. And I'm joined on the line by the company's chief financial officer, Ntobeko Nyawo, to reflect on these numbers and try and make sense of the company's performance. Good evening, Ntobeko. Thanks so much for taking the time. Marginal increases in some of the metrics as compared to 2023. In fact, in most of the metrics, marginal increase in AUM to the tune of 4 billion. But I suppose consistency more than anything else, right? So very consistent results when compared year on year. How do you reflect on these results so far?
Good evening, Jimmy. Thank you for having us. Look, it's a very solid set of financial results in a tough macroeconomic backdrop. You're quite right. A couple of very positive operational metrics. If you look in our South African portfolio, occupancy, very stable at 92.1%. And we have got a very good trend as well that we're seeing in renewal reversions improving. And so that is supporting the organic growth that we saw being delivered by the South African portfolio at 3.5%. Looking offshore, which is in our Poland business, equally so, very positive operational metrics. You're looking at occupancy in the deep 90s as well, at 98.4% in our Poland, the directly held portfolio in EPP. And we also saw some renewal reversions, also improving to 2.7% in that territory. So solid trading performance across our portfolio, and that supports these positive operational metrics, Jimmy.
Ntobeko, let's stick with that Polish operation for a second. Obviously, the business, I mean, partially in South Africa, partially offshore, the offshore businesses are going through quite a bit of strain around the world, regardless of which sort of area or geographical location it's located in. But when we look at the Polish business, has that been benefiting, or the offshore business in general, has that been benefiting from a weaker rand in terms of just what you're able to then bring back onto the balance sheet locally?
Absolutely, Jimmy. So just to give you context, our asset platform, it's 37.6% that is offshore. The rest is in South Africa. And we saw the rand that has, in the period up to 29 February, the rand depreciated by 2.2% roughly to the euro. And that translated to better earnings in terms of our offshore earnings, as well as you saw that it carried on a positive metric in our net asset value because of the weaker rand. So the weaker rand translated fairly to the balance sheet, and we continue to enjoy that, and I think it proves our diversification strategy to offshore.
Now, the downside to looking at so many markets and looking at things that are not denominated in rand is, of course, the cost of debt. Now, that's also increased quite a bit. There's been, as a result of the higher rates that we've been experiencing and all of the economic conditions, we have seen a higher increase in your interest costs as well. Is that something to be concerned about at this stage, or is that something that'll come down and normalize as we start to see rate cuts possibly towards the end of the year?
Jimmy, we believe that we are at the peak of interest rates. I mean, the sentiment seems to be it's got to stay higher for longer. But if you look at the cost of debt in our offshore business, it increased from 4.6 on a weighted average basis to 5%. That is a 40 basis points jump in the period. And I think you're quite right. We're seeing it on basis of the global inflation, which continues to be very sticky. We are expecting, though, that as inflation starts cooling off, especially in the European area where we operate, we're seeing a bit of inflation cooling off, which is positive for the shift in interest rate cycle, hopefully in the later part of 2024 or early 2025.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on those, because those developments will probably be subject to a lot of Fed conversations and central bank conversations. Let's look at the things that are within the business's control, Ntobeko, for a second. I want to jump back into the SA business and look at the acquisitions, the developments, as well as the disposals. There were a lot of movements throughout the year. Just take us through some of the highlights there.
So I think on the SA, we disposed in the period non-core assets to the value of 311 million rands. That number is actually part of us trying to just recycle capital out of our non-core assets. so that we could fund some expansions. There is a very interesting, we are quite happy that we also acquired a stake in a Pan Africa Mall, even though that happened on the 2nd of May, which is after our reporting period. But we did share that with the market. It's a pleasing development because that is increasing our exposure to township retail, which is very good in terms of the yields that we're seeing there of circa 8 to 9% that are coming through in those acquisitions.
No doubt something else that is pleasing for the business, I'd imagine, is the fair value adjustments that went through on the South African business. There was a decrease of about 7 million, or just over 7 million on the Polish business, but there was a significant increase just shy of 500 million on the South African assets. The one time we're grateful that accounting adjustments count in your favor, I suppose.
Look, we're very pleased with that. I think it is also the stabilization of asset values, which is, we can look at it across the three sectors that we're exposed to in South Africa. Retail, it has really shown some good signs of recovery. If we look at our trading densities, it are actually much more closer to pre-pandemic levels. So in office, which is a sector that we all know is challenged in this environment where the economic growth is low, we're also seeing the quality of our office portfolio, which is 95% in A and P grade offices, trading very well and showing some signs of resilience. It is in keynotes, it trades very well. And then lastly, we've got a very defensive exposure to our industrial assets, Jimmy, that is also continued to make a solid contribution to our numbers. So overall, we think that outcome of stable asset values in South Africa bodes very well for the balance sheet strength. And then in Poland, it was actually just a flattish outcome. You're quite right, there was a little bit of a flat outcome in Poland.
No, Ntobeka, no doubt that those conversations definitely make for very interesting times, especially if we look at the demand that places on the business. But alongside that demand is the ability to be able to adapt. And Redefine is looking to put to use just under 300 million rand into expanding the solar capacity of the company at this stage by 50%. Is that part of a long-term strategy across all of those three sectors you just mentioned? Or is it just responding to some of the pressures that we've seen? I know in the pandemic, we definitely saw that office rentals created quite a bit of a problem in that respect, and load shedding did really affect all the different sectors. Is this just a response, a natural response from Redefine to future-proof the business?
It is, absolutely. It's actually been a journey. If you look when we started our solar, which is our idea there is really just to expand our energy mix so that it includes renewables. This journey started about 2018 or 2016, and we've grown it over time. And I think we are pleased that at the moment we've got 41 kilowatts that are installed in terms of our capacity. And the investment that we're making now on the solar that is in progress is actually very attractive, even from an initial yield point of view, which is sitting at about 17%. So it is both a mitigant in terms of improving our resilience as a business operationally, but also it is yielding in terms of offsetting some of the rising electricity costs that we're facing in South Africa, as well as help us in terms of the load shedding impact, where we can continue to trade if we've installed solar capacity, especially in our retail application.
Ntobeka, what lies ahead for the business for the next 6 months? I mean, obviously, there's a lot to try and navigate through. Elections this month are going to be a big thing. How do we see this next 6 months panning out for the business? And do we see that dividend yield sort of staying in the range that it has been in for the last couple of reporting cycles?
Jimmy, with this outlook, it's very tough with the election that is coming up. I think everybody is watching in terms of the policy stability post the election. That is what we'll also be looking for, because that is what all we really need in SA is eventually to kickstart this economy, to stimulate the economy with some level of growth that is meaningful to offset some of these tough fundamentals. But I think if we look ahead, we're also quite excited that our growth strategy into Polish logistics is continuing, which is very, very attractive in this environment. And also, we are starting, even though it's an underdeveloped market segment of the market in Poland, we've started a self-storage unit in that area through an acquisition so that we can bolt on further developments on that. So it is a tough environment, but I think given where our balance sheet is at and the ability to continue allocate capital carefully, we're really excited that we believe that Redefine will continue then to yield at attractive levels going forward.
Well, we wish you all of the best of luck. We will catch up around the full year term to reflect on the performance of the company and how the next 6 months pans out. For now, we'll leave it at that. Ntobeko, thanks so much for those insights. Chief Financial Officer at Redefine, Ntobeko Nyawo, joining me to reflect on the first half of the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.